Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Wednesday show. And hopefully everybody's having a really, really, really good day today. Did I say really, really, really good day today? So it's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, otherwise known in some quarters as hump day. So happy hump day. I was reading this morning, somebody posted on Facebook that having a cat reduces your strokes, potentiality of strokes and heart disease or heart attacks by 1/3. So here I am sitting here petting my cat who's sitting on my lap while I'm doing the show. You know, but cats are an interesting breed because you never know what they want. You know, is she doing this because she's being affectionate or does she want food? You know, cats want food, right? Or their ears scratched, the back of the neck. I know we're not going to talk about the cats the whole show, but she decided to show up. So I'd share a cat moment with you this afternoon. My dog's looking on going like, well, really? Don't talk about her or just talk about me too. Okay, so how's everybody today? So good news, interesting news, fun stuff. We're going to talk about meditation today, but that's not the good news. Well, that's good news, but we're going to do a meditation. We're going to meditate on prosperity. I'm going to give you some thoughts on how to meditate, how to use meditation and visualization to create abundance in your life. We're going to do a meditation. Maybe if my cat doesn't walk on the keyboard and knock me off the air. Okay, good. She went in the window. She was enough of you. You're boring. You know, I was kind of boring to her. Okay, so what am I talking about? So I have some interesting thoughts. I've always loved detective stories. I've been reading this. I read a series of stories by Tony Hillerman, who wrote about detectives on the Navajo Nation, Navajos, who were police and who worked on the Navajo Reservation in New Mexico, Arizona area, primarily in New Mexico. Okay, cool enough. So I discovered, I don't know, through Facebook, through something, that his daughter has carried on his tradition. Tony died a few years ago, and I loved his books. I think I read most of his books or all of his books. If I missed ones, only because I didn't read them in sequential order. I kind of jumped in the middle of his series on certain detectives. Actually, they've made a couple TV movies based on his books for PBS. Okay. So, Ann Hillerman, so if you're interested in that sort of thing, jumped in and started writing on the same series of books about the same detectives, Navajo Nation. And I got reading the book and I thought, you know what? She's okay. She's not a bad writer, but I could do that. And I'm thinking, well, what do I want to write about? I mean, we're talking fiction here. We're not talking about nonfiction, fiction books. And I thought, I think I'll start writing a series of stories and maybe it'll turn into a book about a psychic detective. So I've already come up with a name for this gentleman, kind of my ultra ego kind of thing. He is going to have a lot more adventures than I do. And being the psychic detective and this explorer, and you know, it's kind of like this, the Walter Mitty thing, where this guy has much more of an interesting life than I do. So I'm starting to develop the character, and I'll tell you more as I get into it, and I'll start writing some short stories, and hopefully it'll all kind of become a book about this psychic detective who's a little different. He's a little different. He's more fun than most psychic. You know, he's into things that you think, wow, really? Psychic? Wow, okay. But that's okay. It takes all kinds, right? He's going to be an interesting character and have interesting characters that he meets in his day-to-day activities. And so I thought, well, this will be fun to develop his story in his life. And I've always kind of started to develop in my head his background, where he came from, what his parents were like, where his grandparents came from, a little bit about him. And I'm going to channel it as much as I can, let spirit kind of guide me through these stories. And I'll be teaching some spiritual principles in it, but mostly it's about entertaining, and it's going to have a sense of humor, obviously, because why would I write without a sense of humor? I see I have a caller, and I apologize for not taking the call sooner, but I just wanted to share what I'm working on, which will be a lot of fun. Kind of excited about it. Yeah. Kind of gets me busy. Kind of keeps me busy. Occupies my mind on, ooh, what's this character all about? What's he do? I already got a name, but I'm not going to give you the name yet. Hold that whole thing in suspense. And a little bit about his background and how he got to where he is and why he's a psychic detective. And it's not for the usual benevolence that some people would say, well, why are you doing that? He's a little more driven by the money part. A little bit more. It's a little bit more of a, you know, what it does for me kind of attitude. Yeah, versus, oh, I'm such a nice guy. No, he kind of, he's a little bit of a ruffian in some ways. Okay, so that'll be fun. It'll be fun to do this character, to have more fun with it. So let me take a call, then we'll get into creating abundance through meditation. And I have a couple articles. We'll do a meditation, which will be a lot of fun. On this whole subject. If you want to call in and talk to dead people, we can do that. Or if you want to have some fun, if you have any other questions that Spirit can answer for you about abundance in your life, we'll do that. Okay? So be well. And let me take a call.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's up to you? What are you?
I'm sorry. What?
What were you
I do
say?
My meditation through YouTube. So I put a YouTube meditation on, and I listen to it, and then I go to sleep.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, that's a good place to go. I posted a couple meditations on YouTube a long time ago. Long time ago. I haven't done any lately.
Yeah.
But those,
they
they're fun.
Good ones. They have, yeah, meditations for prosperity. They have meditation for everything, really. So
yeah,
when I can't fall asleep, I turn that on.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yeah, and then I let it play all night.
All night? Anyway. Into your head?
Yeah.
What do they call that? Whatever they call that stuff, right? Subliminal brainwashing.
Yeah,
they used to do subliminal advertising where they would put pictures on screens and the most famous one, there was a book I read on that years ago where companies, I don't know if they probably still do it for all I know, but they used Lawrence, remember the movie Lawrence of Arabia and it was all in the desert, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Coca-Cola figured out, we can get into this and we can do this. So what they did is they put subliminally a picture of Coca-Cola on the screen, so your eye didn't catch it, but it's subliminally you got the idea of Coca-Cola. Okay, so
yeah
they trick you. You're at a movie theater, you're watching this desert scene, and whoosh, they flash Coca-Cola, a bottle of Coke, across the screen, but you don't pick it up. But you're subliminally, your subconscious picks it up, and there's a rush to the thing to get more Cokes, right? Something soft drink. Tricky, tricky
still doing that. Yeah, I bet they're still doing that on every area of life.
Tricky dudes, huh? Tricky dudes.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind today? You just wanted to share about your meditation practice and how much fun you have with it?
No, I like to hear what the dead people want to say to me.
Dead people? Oh, you like dead people.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's one that has something to say to you today. You never know, right? You just never know. I don't
never
know.
You know,
I can't. It's like, you know, you knock on the door, they don't always answer. Okay. You knocked. We answered. And we want to tease her. Oh, well, that's not very nice, is it? They want to tease you.
That's okay. They want to make me laugh. Yeah.
They want to tease you. So who is this? Who is this? Mother's side of the family, male energy, okay? Male energy, mother's side of the family. He's a bit of a card player, a magician or something. Maybe he does that in the non-physical world, but he loves to play with stuff, like make things disappear. Oh, he teases you, making things disappear in your life. Not people. But stuff. You ever lose stuff? You ever feel like you lose stuff?
Yeah.
I thought I put that over.
Disappear? joking.
Yeah, poof.
Yes, keys.
Send him to the corn. Send him to the cornfields, right?
Somewhere, yeah.
Send him on a research vessel to Antarctica. And get stranded on in Antarctica for a couple of years, right?
Anything would be
no,
fine.
But he teases you by you losing stuff, misplacing things. You think you misplaced them, but he actually moved them. They do that, you know.
And then,
they play with energy.
Yeah, and then
they play with
put it back.
Well, you find it eventually. Yeah, you find it eventually.
Yeah, it's just
thought I was old timers. Yeah, it's kind of this joke about socks. You know, they joke about socks, the lost sock, you know, the missing sock. That they've been accused of moving socks around, but they don't do that.
Oh.
It's your human absent-mindedness. It's your dryers suck up socks, right? Your dryers suck up socks.
They eat them, yeah.
Is there a masculine message for you, or other than, you know what, he likes to keep you on, they like to keep you on your toes, they want it, you know what I mean by that, never quite completely settled in, always kind of little disruptions in your life to keep you on your toes. Now that can be disturbing, but they're not big, they're just to keep you from, what's the expression I hear? The idle hands are the devil's workshop. You must have a devious side. You must have a devious side.
I don't know.
Yeah, you must have some side. If you're bored too much, you get into really crazy stuff, right? You get yourself in trouble by being bored. So they don't let you be bored. Good for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Go ahead.
When is what?
Kenny.
Isn't he moved
Still
yet?
Still no arrest.
Isn't he moved yet? Why?
He put the offer on the house. Is he going to get it? He's still waiting on a response from the offer. That takes forever. How long does it take for somebody to say, yes, we'll take the offer?
Oh, they're just buttheads. June's a big month. Not that the offer will come in June. I'm not saying it's going to be that long, but it's June's a big month for him. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Crossing the threshold time is around June. Aha! How fun.
Is he going to get the offer?
I get a positive about a house. Okay, I get a positive about a house. Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you go.
You.
I'm going to get into this thing about meditation. And have a beautiful day. Stay out of trouble.
You too. I do.
Well, but your family always wants you in a little bit of trouble because that way you keep busy. Okay? Take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye now. Ah, trouble. I was looking at my floss. Now you're going... It's mint, menthol, well, that's three different words. It's Spanish and French for menthol, mint. Okay, but I was looking at the bottom of it, and I didn't know that did you know that floss had an expiration date on it? This one is 9/2018. How interesting is that? I just didn't know that, but my floss... which is Oral-B floss. Now you think, well, it's made in Ireland. I got Irish floss. Well, what do you know about that? I didn't know. Well, I'm a blue nose gopher today. That I had no concept, no idea that they shipped floss all the way from Ireland to here. Amazing. Isn't that that's just okay. I know I'm off on a whole different tangent here. Let me give you an Abraham quote, and it's kind of inspiring for the whole discussion today. It's all about abundance and all that related kind of fun subject. So the Abraham quote today is for April 12th, 2017. Can you believe it? It's 2017 already. This is from a workshop in Boca Raton, Florida, on December 8th, 2001. Okay. 2017, April 12th. Everybody have their taxes done and all that stuff, so you're ready for the next part of your year. Okay, let me give you the Abraham quote for the day. If you're familiar with Abraham, the secret, the law of attraction, all the principles of the law of attraction come from the Abraham material. Okay, by paying attention to the way you feel, I like that word, the way you feel, then choosing thoughts that feel the very best, I like that. You are managing your own vibration, which means you are controlling your own point of attraction, okay? Which means you are creating your own reality. So it's a step process. Pay attention to your thoughts and pay attention to how you feel, choosing thoughts that feel really, really good, and you are managing your vibration, which means you're controlling your point of attraction. It's all about your vibration, and your vibration is all about your thoughts or your feelings, right? Which means you're creating your own reality. It's such a wonderful thing to realize that you can create your own reality. What's that expression? Reality, what a concept, right? Without sticking your nose in everyone else's. Okay, and that the less attention you give to everybody else's reality, the purer your vibration is going to be. And the more you're going to be pleased with what comes to you. So don't be a busybody. You know, but let's take that a little bit, stretch that out a little bit. Let's kind of expand that thought about keeping your nose out of other people's vibration or situation. I'm thinking about politics too. Trying to avoid some of this negativity that's in the world around us. You know, he said, she said, this, that, da, da, da. Fake news, no fake news. All of this stuff. All the Twitters out, the Twitter feeds that are negative. You can get sucked into all this stuff, right? It's easy to get sucked into all this negativity, this low vibrational energy that people are putting out there. But what's Abraham telling you to do? You create your own reality. But you got to do it by not sticking your nose in everybody else's vibration, especially if it's a really, really low vibration. The less attention you give to everybody else's reality. So reality, what a concept. Create your own reality. Live in your own real world, your own reality, your own high vibrational reality. The purer your vibration is going to be, and the more you're going to be pleased with what comes to you. Now, I would say that most people, myself included, and reading that, I would think, oh, yeah, I do get sucked up in other people's stuff and in the world around me, and these other vibrations, which are really, really low vibrations in their reality. So do you really want to be part of their reality? Do you really want to vibrate at the negative vibrations or the low vibrations of anger, hate, jealousy, war, all these things? I know. We're going to go off a little deep here in the deep end. We're in the deep end of the pool now. But do you really want to be there? And people wonder, well, why am I not manifesting anything in my life? Why aren't I not getting anything in my life? Why am I not manifesting that new job or that new relationship or that new house? Look at the reality you're spending your time in. Think about that. What reality are you spending your time in? Is it somebody else's reality? Is it the reality of some political figures or some movie stars or some entertainment people that are functioning at a low vibration? Are you just absorbed yourself into their reality and living vicariously through their reality? Are you raising your own reality to a high level? Your thoughts, thinking really, really good thoughts that bring you really good emotions. I have a little soap opera, soapbox here. Is that called a soapbox? So when you're doing your meditations for abundance, well, let's get into that. I started an article yesterday, and it's how to use meditation to visualize your goals. And this is from the Chopra, like in Deepak Chopra. I like that word, Chopra, Deepak Chopra. I got people from India and I don't think they pronounce it in my building, and I don't think they pronounce it the way I pronounce it, but that's okay. I got into the first part, and I'm not going to read the first part because I read it yesterday, but let me get into the second part. Your vision versus your goal. Your vision isn't something that needs to be created. It already exists within you. Ooh. You just need to get in touch with it. Your vision is the big picture of your desired outcomes. That's kind of cool, huh? It's an internal representation of what is most important to you, exciting, inspiring, compelling, and filled with positive. Now we're back to the soul of that idea. It says here, positive emotions. So your vision, your future, what you want, should all be wrapped up in positive emotions. No negative emotions are allowed here. Can you move there? Can you get it? A goal, on the other hand, is a specifically designed milestone that it requires completion if you're about to get to the end of your yellow brick road. The downside is that a goal may not necessarily provoke positive emotions. You know that one. You absolutely know that one, right? Goals are simply stepping stones on the path that lead you to your ultimate destination. My goal is to finish this project by Friday afternoon so I can enjoy the weekend. And that may not invoke some real positive emotions because you could be all stressed out about that goal, going, I got to get it done, got to get it done, got to get it done. Your goal could be for studying for an exam, right? Got to get it done, got to get it done. That isn't necessarily going to give you a positive emotional place, is it? Okay, moving right along here in the article. It's all about your vision versus your goal. A popular and effective way to set goals is use the acronym SMART, which stands for specific, clear, and precise, measurable, you can qualify or measure progress, achievable, meaning it's realistic. How many goals do we have that aren't realistic in our lives, right? We're going to make $1 million by next week. Is it achievable? I know you could say, well, the universe may bring it to me, but you know, if it's your goal to earn $1 million, you're going to earn it somehow, some way. Is it realistic? Is it achievable? Resources, they are part of it, okay? You have the resources needed, and you aren't relying on divine intervention or other people. So we're taking the law of attraction out of this a little bit, but it's interesting. And the last one is time. Think about that. Is there a start and end date? So do you have the resources? Are you specific in your goal? Is it measurable? Can you measure the progress of your goal? Can you step one, step two, step three, I'm done. Achievable. Is it realistic? And do you have the resources that you need to do it? See, the resources sometimes will trip people up and they don't have the resources to get it done. Even though they have a great idea and they have a goal, blah, 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 they don't have the resources or they don't have the time. Or they procrastinate. Owie, 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 owie. We're all kind of guilty of that. Okay. Let me get on to the next part of this, and then they're flipping back to visualization a little bit. Using highly detailed, vivid imagery is an extremely powerful way to train the mind to go after and get what you want. Professional athletes use mental visualization to help them become more agile in their game. For example, Tiger Woods has been using visualization techniques to improve his game since he was a teenager. Problem with that, it didn't help his back much, did it? You know, it's like you can visualize your game, but if your back isn't going to cooperate, right? But when he was really at his prime years ago, now he's trying to read. I guess Tiger is now in this process of learning how to swing in a different way so that the torque is not so bad. Because you think about a golfer, a professional golfer, and swinging a golf club, but what it does to your back and the torque that it puts on your back to hit the ball, whatever yards that you're going to hit it, right? Or meters, whatever you want to call it. And world champion golfer Jack Nicklaus was quoted as having said, "I never hit a shot, not even practice, without having a very sharp, in-focus picture of it in my head." So you visualize where you want the ball to go, right? Former NBA All-Star Michael Jordan used mental imagery to get into what he referred to as the zone to make game-winning three-point shots. Okay, many public speakers practice anchoring themselves to a state of motivation prior to taking the stage in front of their audiences. Tony Robbins is really good about that visualization thing, about visualizing what you're going to accomplish and what you're going to do, and visualizing the outcome of a situation, right? Do you do that? And your everything in your life, do you do that? Do you visualize the outcome that you want in a situation? Can you see the outcome in whatever it is? Maybe it's cooking something. Can you visualize what it's going to look like and taste like before you even start? If professional athletes and stage presenters use visualization techniques to enhance their ability to do the best of the best, you can too visualize this approach to making your own dreams come true. Okay, how much time do I have? Am I going to get to the other article yet today? I don't know. This is going on and on, isn't it? But it's all about getting what you want through visualization, meditation. Okay, so the 10 meditation steps for achieving your goals. Ta-da! We got to the meditation. Try the following. Did I ever post this on Facebook for my friends? I don't think they let me do that here. Sometimes they let you do it. Sometimes they don't. I don't see that I can save it somewhere else, but they don't have a Facebook. So, oh, yes. Okay. I can share it. So if you're with me on Facebook, you get to read this for yourself. So you can just kind of go eat now or do something else because I've already posted it there for you. But begin with okay, here's the 10 steps. We're going to get through these slowly but surely. Slowly we walk. Begin with an area of your life and mind. Choose an area where you've been struggling or would like to experience some transformation. Maybe you want to lose weight. Oh, let's use that one for a while. Okay, let's throw on the weight thing, right? You want to lose 10 pounds. So you got to visualize yourself standing on the scale. Okay, now begin to imagine the highest possible outcome you'd like to be living in the area of your life 6 to 12 months from now. Imagine living your life the way you would envision it if your hopes and dreams were to come true. What is your ultimate reality? Try not to get hung up on limitations or negativity. Instead, just allow yourself to get carried away with your wildest aspirations. So let's get back to that weight thing. Let's say in 6 months you want to lose 20 pounds. I bumped it up a little bit. Okay, so you got a clear picture. You stand on your scale and you see the weight and you go, okay, in 6 months I'm going to be 20 pounds lighter than that. So in 6 months I'm going to stand on this scale and I'm going to weigh 20 pounds less. If you choose a goal that doesn't carry a lot of weight, or isn't all that meaningful, the end result, even if you bother getting there, won't feel all that special. But yeah, losing 10 pounds could feel very special, right? Especially with summertime coming. So be sure to choose something that is big enough. Once you've carried out this goal, you'll be left with a high level of accomplishment and feeling super motivated to set your next goal. And that would be the 6 months, right? If we're going to go there, run the goal through the SMART acronym to make sure it keeps all the proper criteria. Then you're set that you're going to start today, that you have the resources to do that sort of thing. Remember the resources, be specific. What do you want? 3 months. Okay, lose 10 pounds, measurable. You can measure it. You can stand on the scale once a month, right? Or once a week. Achievable. Yeah, it's realistic. And you have the resources. And it's time to start. I don't know why I'm using weight. That just popped into my head. So, okay. Now that you've connected with your goal, imagine that your life will be like once you have completed it. create a picture or a movie in your mind and step inside the visual representation as if you're inside it looking through your own eyes. Blah, blah, blah. Adjust all of the qualities or sensory perception, taste, touch, smell, sight, smell, feel, sound, to create the most powerful and most powerful, most feelings. Who is there with you? Where are you? What is happening around you? Now, I was thinking about the weight one, and we'll get back to the weight thing. You know, let's say your goal is 10 pounds, and let's say you wanted to wear a pair of jeans, a dress, something, you know, a jacket that you haven't been able to fit in for a while. So that's your goal. So your visualization would be you're wearing this outfit that will fit really good in 10 pounds lighter, right? And you're going out, people are complimenting you on how good you look. Wow, you're looking really sharp. You know, whatever, you're looking really good. Did you lose some weight? You know, your partner is telling you, wow, you're looking really good. You really put a lot of work into this. So you got that visualization of what is it? You know, where are you at a party? Does it smell good? You know, how does it feel good? Do these clothes feel good on you? So we're using the weight thing. Next, step out of the image you've created and imagine floating up in the air above where you are now, taking the mental image with you. Take a deep inhale as you exhale, use your breath to energize the image, filling it with positive energy and intention. Do this 5 times. So now, you know, you could use this. Use my words here as a meditation if you wanted to. Or you could do this and record this yourself to do a meditation. Now it's time to imagine floating out into the future and visualize dropping the internal representation of your goal down into your life below you at the date and time that you've set to this goal to reach completion. Okay, so first of all, you see yourself now. You take a big breath. Next time you float and see yourself in the future, you've lost that 10 pounds or 20 pounds. What do you look like? How do you feel? Wow, this is really cool. Yeah. Notice how all the events between then and now reevaluate themselves to support you in accomplishing your goal. Visualize this process and make it feel real. Notice how all the events between then and now reevaluate themselves. So whatever you're doing for the next 3 months, completing your visualization and your goal. This is a cool thing. This is a great little meditation for weight loss, isn't it? Or whatever it is, but I'm using weight loss. Once you feel complete, come back to the now with your eyes still closed. Consider what action steps you would like to take in the next week to move you closer to your goal. Okay, so whatever that is, right? Well, visualize what you're going to do in the next few days to start you on this path to lose the 10 pounds. Are you going to exercise more? Are you going to change your eating habits a little bit? Now, eating habits should be a lifestyle change forever. It shouldn't be just temporary. You know, you don't give up donuts for a week. You got to give up donuts for, you know, well, never mind. You got to limit the number of donuts in your life, right? Okay, I'm going to give up donuts for a week, then I'm going to go back to eating 6 donuts a week. Nah, wait a minute, time out. Or a donut every day. Make donuts a treat every once in a while. Never deprive yourself. I don't know why I'm on the weight thing. Who knows, right? But never deprive yourself of something that you love. Never. Absolutely never. Because then you're going to crave it and you're going to freak out one day and you're going to eat about 12 donuts at the same time. And then you're going to feel, oh, I feel horrible. Like mine's cheesecake. I am going to make vegan cheesecake cupcakes. That's my goal. I have a recipe somewhere. I saved it. And I can find it again. So I'm going to do my vegan or maybe vegetarian, close to, but vegan cheesecake cupcakes. I don't need to make a bunch of them, right? But I can make a few. I have a friend that I want to, who's a chef, that we're talking about this. So it'd be kind of fun to do. Okay, so Take a few deep breaths to ground yourself before opening your eyes. Write down your list of action steps. Ooh. Do any journaling about your experience. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday, because I won't be here tomorrow. We'll do the rest of this. We'll jump in on this little game program and we'll do the. We'll actually do the meditation. Let's see. Okay, so let's finish up this article. Last, you must take action and maintain your focus. Every single day, do something that moves you closer to realizing your goal and living your dream. Do this process once a week or upon completion of your action steps so that you complete moving powerfully forward towards achieving your goal and living your vision. Seeing is believing. So you use your mind to create your own completing your future. Now, I was thinking about this weight thing. Well, back to the weight thing. You know, what could you visualize on a weekly basis that would help you along the path? Now, let's say you're going to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. When you break that down, 3 months is 13 weeks, right? So once a week, you're going to jump on the scale, and you're going to see you lost a pound or close to a pound. I got these digital scales that they'll show you've lost 8/10 of a pound, right? So once a week, you set a goal that I'm going to take the steps. Now, don't get all freaked out if you step on the scale and nothing happens. I'll never get there. Oh, no. Just, okay, well, next week I'm going to work, you know, I'm just going to start to apply all the steps that I've created, all the things that I've done to lose weight, right? And then next week I'm going to get on the scale and I'm going to see myself. I'm going to see myself. First, I'm going to see myself in that week, visualize it. I've lost a pound. Let's just use 13 pounds, but, you know, 13 weeks. But that's close enough, right? Close enough here. So you step on the scale. And see yourself stepping on the scale. And then actually do it. Because that's your step one, right? Step one is that first week. Or maybe you want to skip a week. It just depends on you. It just depends on you. So I'm using weight as an example, losing 10 pounds or 20 pounds. If you want to lose 20 pounds in 3 months, which is a real challenge. A real challenge. Maybe you want to use 20 pounds in 6 months. So that's more realistic. I know people lose all this weight, but, you know, technically you can only lose so much weight a week. A lot of it's water loss, and you don't want to go there. You want to lose it from losing the stored stuff in your body that you want to release. Okay, so we're going to use this example. We'll do this meditation, maybe not today, but another time. And we'll come back to here and say, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, what's the other one I was going to do? Oh, there's a meditation when you're stressed about money. I like that. This is what we'll do right now. We got a few minutes. We'll just run through this one real quick if you want to be with me on this one. You want to relax a little bit, take a few deep breaths, close your eyes if you're comfortable to do it. I'll just read this through and I'll go slowly enough so that you get it. And this is like a 3 minute thing or a 4 minute little brief meditation on stress, reducing your stress. Now, I post this on Facebook if you want to read it for yourself. But this is fun stuff, isn't it? Okay, so let's get into it. It is giving that we receive. As we sow abundantly, we reap abundantly. This is the divine law. As I give and share generously and abundantly, my life is blessed with great financial and material prosperity. Money flows to me easily and constantly and in great abundance. Whatever I invest comes back to me many, many times. My life is blessed with so much abundance, so much prosperity, so much success. I am blessed with tremendous prosperity, and I lived a life of moderation, discipline, and spirituality. I am healthy and very happy. I am enjoying every moment of my life. May every person, every being be blessed with good health, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. With thanks and with full faith, so be it. How much time do I have? Let me redo this one again. We'll go back over it again. We'll do this one more time. Just kind of anchor it a little bit more. we use this meditation because it's just the words. It's a good mantra. It's a good series of affirmations, but you could do it as a meditation, right? Meditation on prosperity. Okay, take a deep breath, relax. Exhale out, clear your mind, kind of shake all those cobwebs out. Get rid of all those thoughts that tell your mind, okay, we're just going to do this. We're going to focus on these words for a few minutes, and then we're going to apply these words and let them flow through us into our subconscious mind. It is in giving that we receive. As we sow abundantly, we reap abundantly. This is the divine law. As I give and share generously and abundantly, my life is blessed with great financial and material prosperity. Money flows to me easily, constantly, and in great abundance. Whatever I invest comes back to me many, many times. My life is blessed with so much abundance, so much prosperity, so much success. I am blessed with tremendous prosperity, and I lived a life of moderation, discipline, and spirituality. I am healthy and very happy. I am enjoying every moment of my life. May every person, every being be blessed with good health, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. With thanks and full faith, so be it. This is from Mind Body Green website, mindbodygreen.com, and they have a lot of great articles. But you want to practice something like that, and I posted it on Facebook. If you're not with me on Facebook, join me, and you can see these posts, and you can use them yourself. And if you're starting to stress out by money, right? You could use this meditation a little bit to help you to relax your body. So Friday, I'll be back on Friday. I got a couple minutes left. I'll be back on Friday. We'll do this other meditation, and you can pick a subject. If you want to join me on Friday, we'll use this other technique and meditation technique about achieving your goals and whatever your goal is. I used weight loss as an example, but, you know, pick whatever you want. A new house, a new job, a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, whatever it might be, we'll work on it on Friday, and we'll see if we can go through and use these principles in a meditation form to achieve it and set that tone for you. And I'll do it without editorializing a lot on it, because that way you can listen to the meditation again and again and practice it. Okay? How's that? I had some fun today. I don't really, you know, I could leave now, but I got a couple more minutes. I know we've talked a little bit to one of my friends on Facebook. I mean, from Facebook or from here. You know, I really do appreciate everyone who listens to the show. I know I get a lot of people listen to the archive versions of the show, and I appreciate that a lot. If you want to contact me, see, my job, other than writing my book on or stories on being a psychic detective, is what I call an intuitive performance coach. And what I just work through is really about getting you, moving you forward in your life to achieve whatever you want. Okay, so, you know, whether it be through meditation, whether it be from guidance from your dead family members, my spirit guides, whatever it might be, that's what I try to help you with. Because I emphasize to people, this is not me. This is my spirit guides talking through me to you, kind of open to channeling and everything I do. So I put the messenger.info if you want to contact me, or if you want to contact me through Facebook. If you have questions, if you need help, if you want spirit to assist you in some way to achieve your goals in life, to get where you want to be, to help you. And I am here for you. I love you guys really a lot. And I read you really well, so don't be scared by that. I read you. I kind of sense to what you're all about. So, but we'll get into it and have some fun. It's always about having fun, too. Anyway, it's always about having fun. Do it with a sense of humor, right? Right? Okay, so tomorrow I won't be here. I will be back on Friday, most likely. I'll leave it open. I'm not sure what I'll do on Friday, but I most likely do this meditation to help you achieve your goals. So thank you. Bye now.